In selecting Sullivan, Governor Palin picked someone who has not made headlines in the state. But U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski has known Sullivan for about 10 years and has been impressed with his work in the nation's capital. She says his intelligence and ability will not be wasted in Alaska.
I know because I have talked with Dan. I know his passion for Alaska. I know his desire as a public servant, because that's what he's been doing, whether it was with the military or working with this past administration. There has been a level of service to our country, and I think he's now committed to giving a level of service to the state.
House Judiciary Chairman Jay Ramros gives the governor an A-plus for the choice.
I've met Dan before. I grew up with his wife, Julie Fate. He is an elegant man with a blue chip reputation who is just going to be a consummate professional.
Hollis French, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, met Sullivan at a meeting at the University of Alaska Anchorage. He says he was impressed with Sullivan's intelligence and his close connection to the state. One of the few potential drawbacks mentioned in regard to Sullivan's appointment is his recent absence from Alaska. French doesn't see that as a problem.
You know, I'm sure during the confirmation process, we'll find out whether, you know, he's been able to get himself fully up to speed on Alaskan legal issues. And, you know, frankly, from a glance through at his resume and his academic history, I'd be surprised if he hadn't. You know, he comes with a broad array of public service that, you know, looks very good.
In an introductory letter to all members of the legislature today, Sullivan did not talk about recent friction between the executive and legislative branches. He said among the responsibilities of the Attorney General is to work with lawmakers, and he said he takes that role seriously, looking forward to understanding the issues they face.